This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Residents of Denver's East Colfax neighborhood are protesting plans to construct luxury condos in the area. CPR's Tony Gorman was there Saturday.
Chants of displeasure could be heard in different languages along the Denver-Aurora border. Residents are concerned that they won't be able to afford to live in East Colfax after plans to build luxury condos were approved by the Aurora Planning Commission. Resident Nebu Asfal says the project only adds to the ongoing housing crisis in Metro Denver.
People are working two jobs, three jobs, supporting families, children, to make ends meet.
East Colfax is home to many immigrant and refugee communities. The condos are expected to sell for more than $600,000 if they are built. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
One person was killed and several others were hurt in a shooting at a house party in Adams County early Saturday. When deputies arrived at the scene, they found multiple victims who had been shot. They were taken to a nearby hospital. The sheriff's office is looking for a dark blue SUV that's connected to the shooting. And starting Monday, Coloradans can get help interpreting their ballot into languages other than English. Colorado's Secretary of State will have a hotline for Spanish, Korean, Chinese, Taiwanese, and Vietnamese speakers. Other languages are also available from 8 to 5 daily until Election Day. Translators will not provide analysis of the ballot questions. This is CPR News and KRCC.